After I met and talked with Mrs. Trujillo, who saw the strange cigar-shaped craft in the sky, I drove with a friend of mine, Etienne, down south towards Sierra Blanca. It was at night, and our way was partially lit by a cloud-covered moon, which, when it shone more or less directly on the mountain, made a huge slab of snow above us turn bright, bluey-white. We pitched a two-man pup tent off to the side of the road, and I remember stepping out of the car after getting my toothbrush, and I was surrounded by white flickering moths. There must have been 10,000 of these moths in the air, and they fluttered all over my face and tickled my eyelids. We ate a couple sandwiches in the dark. The air was chilly, clean smelling, and full of the moths that continued to dive bomb us. And we got into our tent. We kept hearing the moths bumping on the canvas in the dark. And it made me think of Mrs. Trujillo's story. Was it true? Etienne leaned over in the night and he said, "You excuse me if I make sounds, sometimes I snore." Once into my sleeping bag, I dropped off into a deep sleep that was unbroken until dawn, when suddenly I felt something licking my hands. I tried to feel my fingertips, but they didn't seem to belong to me anymore. I listened, and nearby, Etienne was droning. The moth bumping of the tent had stopped. I could hear a strange release of air. Perhaps it was coming from the stream near where we parked our car. It sounded like this. For a moment, I thought it was a snake. And then I tried to feel my hands again. I tried to lift them. I knew they were somewhere at my sides in the sleeping bag, but they wouldn't move. They were heavy as lead. And I continued to feel the licking, soft, gentle. Like a big dog with a long, wet tongue. I sat bolt upright. My hands came out of the bag. They were soaking wet. Etienne sat up on one elbow. "You felt it too?" he said.